thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it? And you never bothered to buy two new ones? Or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in an atmosphere? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here, and I know we're doing things a little bit differently tonight. Normally, you hear Dave's voice coming on first. Unfortunately, Dave can't be here for this episode of the show. He's doing a little bit of reconnaissance. He's looking for some creepy creeps and some ghoulish ghouls for our Halloween episode that we're doing next week, so make sure you tune in for that. Either way, it's going to be a fantastic program. Dave has plenty of songs that he wants me to play, and I will dutifully do that. We actually have some amazing tracks coming up in this show by the likes of Blue Oil, Kiwi Jr. As always, we end up doing our sort of anniversary tributes, and there's some big ones on this episode we're paying tribute to, in particular 30th anniversaries from albums by Bikini Kill. We're going to be celebrating a 20th anniversary from an album by The Strokes, and one I'm very excited about, paying tribute to a very underrated record, which is also celebrating a 20th anniversary by The Unicorns. In addition to that, expect to hear some music from The Ducks, Bri Webb, and much more on this edition of Revolution Rock. As always, if you have anything you want to hear on this edition of the program, you can give us a call at 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be in Detroit or out of town, you can still reach us at 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. So we're going to be starting off the set here on Revolution Rock with a song from Dion Lunadin. We're very excited about this because we actually had a chance to speak to Dion last year, and it was a really great interview. Well, there is a forthcoming release from Dion. It's called System's Edge. This album will be dropping on November 14th on In the Red Records, and we're going to play another song from this. We actually played one a few weeks back. Here's another new single from it called I Walk Away. Very excited to hear this. Also excited, New Libertines. It's coming your way very shortly. In fact, I believe it's already released a couple singles, but we're going to have a new album coming out from the group. Their first album since 2015. This album is due, however, in the 2024 year, not the 2023 year, so you're going to have to wait until March for that brand new release. Either way, let's get things going with this brand new track from Dion Lunadin here on Revolution Rock.
strength of a thousand men. He's a nightmare, I know, but he's a one-night stand. He could eat more chicken than any man in the land. Well, I'll give it up, caring for happiness. When his heart gives out, it's where I'm rest.
Things are.
KRC Jam, 99.1 FM, and listening to Revolution Rock. Normally, David is here with me, but unfortunately, Dave can't be here for this episode. He's too busy doing reconnaissance, getting some vampires, witches, and ghosts ready to be our co-host for next week's Halloween episode, which we are eagerly anticipating, so you're definitely going to stay tuned in for that for next week when it's taking place on the 28th of October. But what we did hear were some contributions from Dave, who selected all of those songs we heard in that block. A huge thank you to Constantino, who is probably listening to the show, making sure I'm not butchering it too much in his absence. In that last set, we ended off with a track from Spider Bite, a really great hardcore group featuring and affiliated with Daniel Romano. We heard something from their release, The Rainbow and the Dove. We heard the track Smashed Glass. Prior to that, we heard some music from The Hives. We heard something from their latest release, the wonderfully titled The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. We heard the song Smoke and Mirrors. And if you like that, and if you enjoy The Hives in general, hopefully you will have a chance to check them out when they perform in Detroit at L Club. They're going to be performing on Saturday, November 4th. You can still check out tickets, although hopefully there will be some available by the time you hear the show. I know it's at risk of selling out if it hasn't already. It's bound to be a fantastic program, so make sure to check that out. Once again, The Hives coming to Detroit on the 4th of November. Now, before The Hives, we heard some music. In fact, the only music in the set that was not released this year. We heard something from The Undertones from their classic pop-punk record from 1979, their self-titled release. We heard the track Wrong Way. And before that, we heard some music. A new song dropped this year, but it will be on an album proper next year. It's from an album called All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade, and that's a brand new release from the Libertines. It's been a while since we heard music from this group. In fact, the last album that we heard from the Libertines came from 2015. It was titled Anthems for Doomed Youth. This new track, though, is fantastic. I think they're really getting their footing again after a while of not recording together, and I am eagerly anticipating what this album will sound like when it drops in March next year. But you can check that track out. It is available now. It's titled Run, Run, Run. And we started things off with Dion Lunadin, who has a forthcoming release that you can see in stores on November 14th. It's going to be released on In the Red Records, and it's titled System's Edge. From that, we heard the song I Walk Away. So coming up next, we're going to hear a pair of songs that actually belong to albums that haven't been released yet but are forthcoming. One of these songs is by Ghost Woman, a fantastic group who Dave actually had a chance to interview one of the members of for our website. It's a very great interview. I do encourage you to check it out. You can visit that and read it by going to revrock.blogspot.com. But there is a forthcoming album from Ghost Woman that's going to drop on November 24th. And this is exciting because this is actually the second Ghost Woman album that's being released this year, in addition to An If that dropped all the way back in January. The new album is titled Hindsight is 50-50, and we've already previewed one song from this record. We're going to preview a second one called Yoko. But before that, we're going to hear some brand new music from Hot Garbage. They have a forthcoming release that's set to drop on January 5th next year called Precious Dream. And from Precious Dream, we're going to hear a brand new song called Snooze, You Lose. Also in this set, as mentioned, we love celebrating anniversaries on this program, and there is a major anniversary for an album I know both me and Dave love, the sophomore release from New York's The Strokes. Celebrating its 20th anniversary this month is Room on Fire. And Room on Fire was met with kind of tepid critical and fan reactions when it was first dropped. I think a lot of people felt it was too similar to their debut record. But retrospectively, I think the strength of the songs on this record have really been appreciated by critics and fans alike, most claiming it to be one of the best, if indeed not the best, Strokes albums that were ever released. So we're going to be hearing not just one, not five, but three songs from this record. We're going to hear three back-to-back-to-back Strokes songs in this set. But as promised, starting things off with Hot Garbage with the brand new song, Snooze You Lose, on this edition of Revolution Rock.